saying?
Running back in the league.
You know how many great quarterbacks played? He had a better rookie season than Peyton Manning.
He not better than Romo.
Fuck out of here.
He not better than Romo. That was your quarterback.
Who not better than Romo?
Dak Prescott.
Oh, alright.
He ain't better than Romo.
Miles better than Romo.
He not better than Romo. He don't throw a better ball than Romo.
No, he don't do that. Not yet.
He made it more.
It's coming.
Very athletic.
It's coming. Because Romo didn't throw a lot of good balls.
Who y'all gonna throw to?
That amazed me. See, you got me on that one. I don't know.
Who y'all gonna throw to?
Dak played better like that. If you watch football, and you diagnose the game, certain players can't play with a star receiver.
Like who? Who don't play with a star? Who?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's the only person.
Exactly.
And it's the system.
The Dallas system.
Not like.
That's why if you watch football, we're taking a page out of the Patriots playbook. We don't have no receiver. We relying on the running game and the offensive line.
Listen, I know you're a fan.
No, it's not in the fan. I want to be a GM, so I think as if I'm making a team. How would I structure my team? Like if I was the Eagles, I want a running back. I don't want Carson Wentz slinging the ball. I got the third best. To me, the third best offensive line in football.
The third? I mean, the second.
I say St. Louis, Dallas, Eagles, and then St. Louis.
That's how I got it.
That's why I put St. Louis. I put that for four reasons because they got a running back.
St. Louis, they got a running back.
Yeah,
we got a running back too.
Who?
You don't got a Jai?
I don't like a Jai. I mean, if you like him, bro.
But listen, listen though. That's the thing.
If you like him,
listen. The Rams got one running back.
We got two.
The Eagles got Ajayi, Corey Clemens.
He's still young.
And they got, what's
Clemens,
his
name? Clemens, he's a steal because y'all got him in the second round.
That's about to be his breakout year.
Y'all got him in the seventh round.
And we got Darren Sproles coming back.
He not coming back?
Mm-hmm. Nah, he coming back.
He coming back.
Yeah, he coming back.
If he come back, baby,
matter of fact, he's going to play next preseason game.
No, he not. Don't get
he gonna play next preseason. Don't get
your hopes up. All right. He's done. He wants that ring. Y'all not getting no more rings, bro.
We wasn't even at full strength. Now we get Carson Wentz back.
So you think Carson Wentz will come from an ACL and MCL and win the Super Bowl?
He got the second best offensive line in the league. Yeah, he can do that. He got weapons all around him.
What is Carson Wentz? Is he a game manager? Would you say he a game manager or a gunslinger?
Carson Wentz.
No. Just ask the question. Is he a game manager? Can he use that offensive line, or is he gonna sling the ball around the football field trying to make plays?
No. I'm about to answer.
Answer that question.
Carson Wentz. He's a game changer. I mean, he can manage the game.
You think he can manage the game?
Yeah.
He's a gunslinger.
Listen,
he tries to make every throw.
He's like all the best quarterbacks in the league right now.
And that's why.
And he has a little bit of all of them. He can't manage the game. Listen, bro. He can run the ball like Russell Westbrook or Aaron Rodgers. He can throw the ball like Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not talking about it. That's talent.
He can go to the line.
That's talent. That has nothing to do.
And pick apart your defense and call audibles like Peyton Manning.
That's talent. He's talented to do that.
He can't teach that shit.
But he can't do that right now. He's not doing that.
Why? That's mental. That's not.
If you watch his first 2 years.
That's not even a game.
He's playing the game of athleticism right now.
No, he's not.
Oh,
I can't wait for
I can show you five
I can't
plays
wait.
When you like
wait for
Carson, what did you do? Like that play when he got injured? He didn't have to do that.
Yo, he got injured and he threw a touchdown pass.
But he didn't have to
after he got that. Injured.
I'm not talking about
after he got that's more ACL
again,
MCL.
Again,
still
again,
a touchdown
again,
pass
that's
after that.
But you saying he's football man. He didn't have to make that play.
He did. The only thing I don't like, that's the
and that's
only
why
thing
he got injured.
I don't
but
like
that's
about
not football.
Carson.
Listen
he
to
he needs to slide.
Listen to me. That's not football alchemy.
All quarterbacks do that. Even Dak do that. Dak
exactly. He's young.
What
is Dak playing off? His athleticism. His mind didn't go yet. He doesn't see it yet. Okay, it's not there. I got to go. Carson.
He's not going to see it.
When I don't see it, I got to go.
He's never going to be on the level as Carson. I'll put it like this. Carson Wentz is the best quarterback in the league.
So you're saying Carson Wentz is better than Tom Brady?
I'm saying that Carson Wentz is the best quarterback in the league. If Carson Wentz ain't getting injured next year,
so he's better
who was going to be the best quarterback in the league?
So he's better than Tom Brady.
He threw more touchdown passes than Tom Brady did last year. And missed four games.
Stats don't make you a better quarterback, bro.
He had a better record. And that team won a Super Bowl.
I don't care.
Let's
put it like basketball. James Harden won an MVP.
Right.
But is he better than DeMar James?
Fuck no.
Oh, right then.
Good point. I like that shit.
It's like saying, but you can use the same analogy for anything. That's just an analogy. It's not a sport. I can do you one better. Right now, who the top boxer right now?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Who the top boxer right now? Who you think? Who you like?
I don't know. I mean... As far as heavyweights is the boy, I can't remember that boy's name, Black Bull.
Deontay Wilder?
Yeah.
Joshua?
Yeah.
Wilder.
Okay, Wilder. We know he's on top, but that's like you saying, because he's on top. Well, yeah, Wilder's better than Muhammad Ali.
Nah, you wouldn't ever say that.
And that's what people do. This is why. A nigga that's 18 that just started watching boxing, he watched boxing. He wouldn't know about Muhammad Ali, would he?
Right.
He wouldn't know.
Right.
But he'd know about Deontay Wilder. Why? Because this is
it's relevant. Yeah. He's relevant.
It's like me.
For sure.
You, because y'all older than me, y'all gonna say Jordan the best.
Nah. See, that's the crazy thing. I'm not gonna say Jordan better than LeBron.
The average person would say Jordan the best, and as they should. But me, if you ask me, I go as a witness.
LeBron is the goat, but he's not even near.
If I was to make a team out of all the NBA, I would pick LeBron over Jordan.
I would
all
time.
Day, yeah.
I would too. Why?
Because he make players around him better.
Not even that.
Everything.
Why even that?
Jordan do that too, though.
Jordan was just a scorer.
Jordan wasn't just a scorer. Jordan played lockdown defense.
Yeah.
But so did LeBron.
But that's what I'm saying. LeBron can do everything Jordan can do, but he can play all five positions.
Right. Jordan can't do
that. You can't teach that. Yeah. The only other player that did that was Matt Johnson. LeBron can be your point guard.
Yep.
He can be your two guard.
But Jordan had his... He had his own way on doing shit, winning games.
But no, Jordan is not a leader. That's wrong. Jordan was a leader, but he's a Kobe Bryant. I'm gonna come to work. I'm not gonna take no days off of practice. We're gonna practice like we're playing the fucking game.
Yeah.
A lot of players don't like that.
Yeah.
A lot of players can't flow like that. That's why Kobe and Dwight didn't click. Dwight is a lucky everything. Let's have fun. Why are we joking?
Dwight's a bum.
He's not a bum, but he's complacent to what he is.
If he would put the work in, he'd be better.
Dwight Howard is a player that
he had potential.
He never realized how great he can be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But a lot of people, even though Shaq is the most dominant center, Shaq could have been 100 times better. When Shaq went to LA, he was never in great shape. But he was just so dumb that he could get away with it. But if you peep in Miami, after the second year, not when he won a ring, the second year in Miami, till then, everything for Shaq went downhill. Why? Because he didn't want to work as hard. After a while, that brute strength, when you get old, that shit leave you. Your speed leave you.
Yup.
Yeah, athleticism. He was just a big nigga that couldn't jump no more, couldn't run no more. You know what I'm saying?
But he got lucky because Wade was in his prime.
That's why Wade was in his prime. That's why, because if you peep, the first two games, they was losing to Dallas. Gary Payton told Shane, he said, "Shaq, look, last day with Dwayne Wade, they know that you're getting the ball. That's why we losing. You're not as quick as
that team didn't win though.
And that's what they did. They stopped playing through Wade because they had nobody to check Wade. The Jet, he was too slow.
Too slow.
He was 38. You can't check him no more.
Yep.
They had nobody to check Wade. Devin Hurst, too little. You know what I'm saying?
Yup.
You know what I'm saying? They had nobody to check him. So now they played through Wade. So now, right, now they got the double Wade. Now it's one-on-one with Shaq. Who gonna check Shaq? Dirk?
Nope, nobody.
He's gonna wear Dirk out.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? They had nobody to check Shaq.
I agree with that.
In a sense, that's how Dwight Howard beat LeBron in 09 to go to the finals. Because now, what you going to check? If you peep the game, the Magic only had three-point shooters. But what you going to do? You going to guard these three-point snipers?
Yep.
Or you going to double Dwight? If you guard them three-point snipers, you're going to leave Dwight one-on-one. Now, he don't have a post move to speak of, but he's just too athletic. Give the ball at that apex, and you turn around and jump this bit.
Yep.
Or drive to the basket. Throw that shit up, and I'm going to dunk this shit.
Mm.
And that's why I don't like about Dwight. Dwight, all this time, as physically gifted as he was,
yeah, he has
no post. He doesn't have two post moves. He don't have two post moves.
Yeah.
I got more post moves than Dwight Howard.
He don't got no jump shot.
He don't have no hook.
Nothing.
He don't got no pattern of spin move. It's just get the ball.
Like all the great centers said so.
Elijah White had the green shake.
Right.
Yeah, the shit face crazy. He don't shake to this. He don't. He on body lane. Did you go on this way? And he don't drip. But see, Elijah White had. He had God hand. A lot of people. If you look at Shaq,
that's a B part. When
Shaq was in Orlando, Shaq used to bring the ball up the court. Shaq thought he was a point guard. I didn't even know Shaq had handles like that. Damn. Shaq had handles like shit.
Yup. They took Jordan out.
Man.
Took Jordan in, so. The Sixers, boy. You know what's crazy?
A great player that could have been better than what he was. Round Man. You know what that is?
Who?
Round Man. Who's Round Man?
Round Man.
Who they call Round Man? What player? Back in the day.
I don't know.
Charles Barkley.
Oh, shit. Charles was beast. He's a
Charles
beast.
Was a beast. But Charles could have been way better than that had he just got away from him and stopped doing what he's doing. Stop eating and shit.
I don't know. I mean, back
No. Yes, you do. It'd be you.
Back in that time, though.
That's what Dr. J said. Dr. J said he could have been so great. But
he could have been great, but when he got drafted with him. Jordan in the league.
When he got drafted here? But see,
Jordan stopped a lot of great players from getting championships.
You can't say that because we talk about Jordan like, he didn't have a first half to his career. Them years when he led the league, he didn't score.
Yeah.
He didn't even, didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
Or was bounced out in the first round. Why? Because I'm a Bulls fan. So I go back and look at the history.
But that's when Boston was dominant.
Exactly. But see, Jordan didn't win a ring until he realized he can't do it by himself.
Jordan didn't make nobody around him better, dog.
Yes, he did. He made Scott Pippen a lot better, but we didn't see it. Why?
Pippen was already good.
No, he wasn't.
They won a championship. They won like, I forgot how many games. Jordan retired.
And Pippen bought back. But
they only lost like, they only what year was off that? Like three
what
games.
What year was that?
It was 97.
They've been in the league since 84, 85, bro. You got to look at the whole totality of the career. When Pippen came in, Pippen was raw. Pippen didn't have no offensive game. He couldn't shoot a jump shot. He was just a slasher to slasher. He was Jimmy Butler without the shot. But how he gets so better at defense was going. In practice, I go against Michael Jordan. He don't take no playoff. I can't take no playoff. Or he on birds me. But we got to look at the whole. It wasn't just people say, oh, it's just Jordan. How? Yeah, he might have scored. But about Dennis Rodman getting the rebounds, he ain't getting no opportunity to score.
Rodman. I mean, I don't know. Just to see.
Who's up? It's a luxury.
Just to see that Jordan beat, like.
Okay, but in the 90s, you got it. Every argument is the same.
LeBron better. Point blank.
Yeah. To me. To you. But he got some other people that's joining the best. And rightfully so, he's 6-0 in the finals.
And I think what's facing the best scorer ever?
Who?
Either Curry or Durant.
The best scorer ever?
the best scorer ever.
It's Curry, because what you want to do is make Curry a driver. You want him to drive to the basket. Now, he can do it. Yeah, that's what you want to do. But Kevin, you don't want Kevin, but Kevin, Durant, think about it.
Kevin Durant do everything.
He's a 7 foot three. He's a for real. They got him at a three. He's a 7 foot shooting guard. When he rises up, he's 10 feet in the air.
He can't do nothing.
He can't
do nothing.
Because when we do Jabbar 7'3", he can't block that. Wilt can't block that. He's 7 feet, but he's 10 foot in the air when he rises up to shoot. Then he got handed, and then he can take you off the dribble.
I think Kevin Durant the best scorer, and
but it's a lot of players scores that's good. Well, because to me, Carmelo Anthony is a top three scorer of all time.
He was.
At this point in the game, we're looking at other shit. Melo plays zero to no defense.
He never played defense.
No, he used to. He used to play defense against stars. See, this is the thing with scores like that need motivation. If we playing the Wizards, it's Melo versus Otto Porter. Melo looking like, he's not a better scorer than me. I don't have to play no defense against this nigga.
Right.
He can't stop me. I'm going to stop the little bit. He probably averaged 10 to 15 points a game. I'm going to stop that. I can stop that. He can stop that. But if it's, okay, Melo against LeBron, he can't stop LeBron. But LeBron can't really stop him.
Right.
So Melo looks better. It looks better. Melo has 30. LeBron has 30. But how did it look? LeBron made Melo work.
Oh, damn.
But in certain instances, LeBron and Bloke has Melo. Why? Because Melo, he's not interested in playing defense. Melo stopped playing defense the 09 Western Conference Finals when he played Joel, when he had the Bulls. That's the last time Melo played elite defense. After that, it was just scoring. Like a lot of people say, Kobe Bryant don't play defense. That man played excellent defense.
For real.
Did you watch the niggas that watch the job he did against Allen Iverson? I'm talking this Afro Kobe, the fro.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Ward punched in the face. Kobe.
No, I'm not the only one that do it. Shaq do it too. That Kobe. Snitching ass Kobe. You remember?
I forgot about that shit, yo. I forgot about that snitching ass Kobe shit. Oh shit.
Oh, man. So, like,
now, about them Eagles, I'm going to tell you why. Let me just tell you why they're going to win the championship,
back to
these
bro.
Eagles, man. I got to tell you why they're going to win the championship.
I got a lot of favorite y'all team. It's about time, though.
Just let me tell you why.
It would have been like 60 years, 30.
51, something like that.
Shit.
Hey, we got one.
I got one, though. Let's tell you why.
Let me tell you why they're going to win the championship.
Why y'all want one?
Trust me, Carson Wentz not gonna have no type of drop off. So
he's not injured no more.
No, he's still injured.
It was a fluke.
No, he's still injured.
So he's Superman.
But his arm's still there. He still got his arm.
Fuck an arm, you need your legs.
He got his legs. He gonna have his legs. Don't worry about that. But anyway, that's not even why the Eagles gonna win the championship.
Why y'all win the championship? Because I don't know who y'all got to throw to neither. Besides Alshon Jeffrey.
Nelson Agholor about to be the best slot receiver in the league, bro.
That was one year.
That was 1 year? All right, that was one year.
Don't believe that.
We got...
No. You really believe that?
Listen.
And your heart of heart, you really don't believe that.
Listen. Yeah. And then we're going to take a page from the Patriots.
What y'all do?
It's going to be like Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski. The boy Goddard and fucking Zach Ertz. Yeah, he a rookie. He nice as shit, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
So he ready?
Yeah, you right.
No, that's the hardest position to translate in college, because you got to learn how to block and all that.
Listen, trust me when
somebody got to block, because the Earth don't block. So God don't block, and he don't block. He allergic to blocking.
Listen.
So who going to be the blocker?
Listen.
No. Who going to be the blocker?
Eagles not going to have no problem on offense.
No. Who going to be the blocking tight end?
Goddard.
He can't. Well, he's allergic to blocking.
I watched this man in college. Nah, he can block.
He can block.
Yeah, he can block. He going
to
block.
He say he allergic to blocking.
He can block.
Yeah, he can block.
That is God that can block.
Yeah, he can block. Go ahead, pick it up on your. YouTube. Yeah.
Oh my.
There you go. Go ahead, pick it up. Pick that joint up.
No. You say does God.
Let me tell you why the Eagles go win the Super Bowl. I didn't even tell you why.
Keep talking. Why I put this footage up.
Defense wins championships.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who do y'all got in the secondary?
Listen, it don't, listen, let me finish.
It don't matter. You said defense.
Right.
Ain't that a part of defense?
Let me say.
No. Ain't that a part of defense?
Right.
Let so me. Who y'all got in the secondary? Besides okay. Michael Jenkins. Michael Jenkins. Besides Michael Jenkins.
I'm about to, listen. That's it. I'm about to tell you.
Who?
I'm about to tell you. Darby not no slouch, bro.
Every time you looked up, Darby was getting burnt.
No, he wasn't. Did you just see this last piece of the game? He the only
he was getting burnt up in the motherfucking Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he was getting his ass smoked up.
Preseason, he was still getting in
this season. Yeah, him and Jalen Mills always get burnt. We'll take him out there quick. He's safety, but Darby. But they talking about him losing his job to Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones is gonna be nice.
But I knew that he was a first round pick before he could tore his Achilles.
Yeah, he's gonna be nice.
So you ain't telling me nothing.
But listen,
plead your case.
Yeah, let me plead my case. Eagles had the number one defense. I mean, the number one rush defense last year. It's not gonna fall off, bro. We only got stronger. We got Michael Bennett. We got Haloti Ngata. The difference is
Ngata ain't been since the Ravens.
Yeah, that's cool, and that's perfectly fine. But we got an 8-man rotation on the fucking front line, bro, and they all fucking good. The quarterback not gonna have no time really to throw the fucking ball, which means the cornerbacks is gonna have a fucking field day. It don't even matter. They just need to be mediocre cornerbacks. And they gonna get the fucking ball because the quarterback not gonna have no time to throw the ball. When the fucking first line get fucking tired, they gonna bring Haloti Ngata, they gonna bring in Howie Long, son. You know what I mean? Like, and then when they get tired, they gonna bring in Derek Barnett, Fletcher Cox,
so you just saying
Michael Bennett. Yeah, defense win championships, bro. Yeah, you know
getting,
that.
It's getting quiet, guys.
You said defense. I can't find it. But.
Yeah, of course you can't find it because he can block.
He can't block, but
he can block. Bro.
He got his highlights where he just catches shit. So I got.
But his hand, you can't deny.
Oh, he's a receiver, tight end. But
yo,
that's why I say he's allergic to blocking.
His hands is nice as shit, though.
Yeah, we know Earth don't block.
Earth don't block.
Yeah, he can't block.
I give you that. Earth don't block.
So y'all need a blocking tight end. Y'all have two receiver cut in now. That's matchup problems. It's hard to defend it.
Yeah,
back to this defense. Y'all have no secondary.
Yo, it don't matter. Yo, our
secondary. It do matter.
It does, but it's not going to matter because our front four is so fucking good. Your quarterback not going to have that time to throw the ball. They not.
Well, y'all not looking good at preseason. The starters, I'm just be honest.
No. Our stars, what stars have been playing this preseason?
Defense started playing.
Yeah. Fletcher Cox played. And what did he do? Don't say that he ain't do shit in the fucking preseason, bro, because he has been doing shit in the preseason.
He had two plays.
And then he just took him out the game.
He had two plays.
And then he took him out the game.
I'm not talking about Fletcher Cox. I know what I'm going to get for Fletcher Cox.
Right. And you know what you're going to get from the defensive line.
I'm not sold on that, man.
How you not sold on Barnett?
What are you doing this fucking year? How many sacks do you have?
He had like 6-7 sacks.
I don't think he had six. Look that shit up.
He had six sacks.
Okay, he had 6-7.
And it's going to be his breakout year this year. Uh-huh. Along with
Michael Bennett. Think about it.
Michael Bennett is on the down climb.
Think about it.
He on the down climb. I ain't going front. But.
Well, so why y'all excited about him?
He's still not no bum. He's still above average.
Do y'all know what y'all gave away for that man?
Who we give away for?
A seventh round pick. For Michael Bennett.
Yes.
So what that mean? Do you think he's still good? That's like somebody said, yeah,
he's still good.
We trade you Tom Brady. We want to pick. We don't care. Give us a fifth.
Nah.
Give us a fifth. You going to take it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Because it's Tom Brady. But you ain't going to think about it. Damn, let's just say the fifth pick. Round pick for Tom Brady. What are we getting?
Trust me.
Y'all getting peanuts.
Bennett not going to be no slouch.
He's some shit. He's like his brother. He ready to go. He's just like Martellus. They ready to go. Just like Martellus. Martellus, he couldn't play it down.
Martellus.
He won that Super Bowl and it was just.
Martellus is different, bro.
No, they the same. They twins. They the same.
He a tight end.
They the twins. They twins. Twins think alike. He's looking for a check. And Haloti Ngata, he been with me, the Ravens.
Yeah.
He ain't been nice as the Ravens.
Ravens, Detroit.
In Detroit, he was some shit.
But you got
No,
you got Swartz. You don't think Swartz is nice? A defensive coordinator?
I think Swartz like that.
Swartz nice, bro.
But they don't have no secondary. Y'all got one corner I like, and that's Sidney Jones. And he coming back from injury.
Tell you, bro, Darby not gonna be no slouch this year.
Darby from DC, I know he's some shit.
Darby not gonna be no slouch.
He's some
bro.
Shit. That's my Buffalo guy. What is his ass?
Nah, Buffalo had to get rid of him.
No, how? What? They ain't got no secondary neither. So we supposed to be that nice.
Buffalo dumb.
And then they got what's the boy? What y'all? Who y'all? What the other boy they had? Other boy y'all got?
Even the
Jalen Mills. Nah, the nah, he's some shit. I had another nigga. The nigga was Sue Douglas. He's some shit.
Yeah.
I don't got no secondary, bro.
And then the boy we let go to the Saints. He was nice. He was the one that was coming to the slot.
Robinson? And y'all Robinson. Let him go.
Right, yeah, we let him go. We don't need him.
He wanted to win. Y'all won the Super Bowl. All
right, let's switch up the tables, man. Maybe. We talked about the Eagles. Now let's talk about the boys.
Oh, man, the Cowboys. Man, that's so
why bad. Y'all going to win a Super Bowl?
First,
if
first,
you think that.
We got an underrated defense. Unlike this guy.
How?
We have good corners.
Sean Lee don't even play a whole year.
Fuck
ever.
Lee.
Ever. Fuck Sean Lee. He your best
fuck,
player on defense.
Sean
he your best defensive player.
We just grabbed it. Brian Urlacher 2.0.
No, y'all didn't.
Vandy, he's good watching. Late Vandy, he's good watching. Ugly ass name, but good watching. Jalen Smith is the reason why we drafted him in the second round, bro. We got pass rushes for Dave. Randy Gregory back. Demarcus Lawrence Tank back. Tyrone Crawford. Malik Collins back. Byron Jones, he's now in his right position. Not a safety no more, no. He's a cornerback now. So, one-on-one, we got that.
Okay.
One again, we got the best running back in football. You said that out your mouth. Did he not?
Yeah. I did say that. But.
Hold on, we got the best offensive line in what?
Y'all got the best offensive line. Y'all
football.
Got the second best
so
running back.
All that
got
to do now is do what he do best. Spread the ball.
He ain't bad inside.
Spread him on.
He ain't bad the girl.
You just said he was the best running back in football. You on switch?
I mean, that year. But Gurley the best. He, now.
Gurley not even better than the league on bed.
Nah, Gurley better than Le'Veon.
Wow. You're not talking to that man. That man is 50. He's officially high.
Nah.
He's high.
He
I'm talking to the camera.
Nah.
Oh,
God. I mean, Le'Veon.
Oh, my God. Back to my Cowboys.
I like Le'Veon, though. Because Le'Veon patient. Le'Veon patient. That's what I like a lot.
Not even that. Zeke is the best running back in football. And then it's Le'Veon. But back to the Cowboys. We going. I'm not even going to say why we better. I'm just going to predict it already. We're going 12-4. Is it?
Wow.
We're going 12-4.
12-4?
12-4.
Chop.
12-4.
Chop.
12-4.
Chop.
It's on record.
Chop.
Write it down. Take a picture. Let it last longer.
Chop.
Donate it. Notarize it. All that. We're going 12-4.
12-4.
We're winning the division.
And on that note, we end our podcast.
12-4?
12-4. Yeah. Them two bad enough for that. We
listen,
can worry about them.
The Giants is going to be better than y'all.
No, yeah.
The Giants is going to be better than y'all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.